holidays, everyone, and welcome to Lincoln Financial Field, home of the NFC Eastern Division champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill Reese and Mike Wick here to bring you an extremely meaningful game as the 12-2 Eagles meet the 6-8 Oakland Raiders.
He dumps it off to a Giant. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. The 5. He dives. Touchdown! A Giant.
Carr drops. He looks. He is going down the far side. Complete. Yep. And running all the way in for a touchdown is Amari Cooper.
Oh, I felt them going deep.
No good. He missed a 33-yarder. This is like the Kansas City game.
Steps up. He fires. It's intercepted, Patrick Robinson. He's at the 45, the 50, the 45. That's what they needed.
And the kick is good, and we're tied at 10. Bowles on first down. Fakes. He fires, and it's incomplete and intercepted. Intercepted by Reggie Nelson off the hands of Ertz. Pushing and pulling down to the 15. Fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. Defense has bailed out the offense once again.
Once again is exactly right.
Carr backpedals, fires on a quick slant. It's intercepted. Ronald Darby. Ball is spotted. Kick in the way. Got the distance. It's gone!
He did it again.
Finally, it is fumbled, and running in is Derek Barnett for the touchdown! The Philadelphia Eagles are 13-2. They are the NFC Eastern Division champions.
That's right.
And they are the number one seed heading into the playoffs.
The NFC comes through Broad Street.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast. Instant reaction late on Monday night from Lincoln Financial Field. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. And as they say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, the Eagles thought that Monday night's game was, well, not beautiful, but certainly pretty enough to count in the win column. The final score, of course, 19-10 over the Oakland Raiders. The Eagles now clinching home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. That is the big takeaway from this Monday night game. But it was not by far the most pristine Eagles performance of the season. The offense struggling mightily, a season low 216 total net yards. On third downs, the Eagles 1 of 14. Quarterback Nick Foles struggling in this game, 19 of 38, 163 yards, sacked twice, one interception, and one touchdown pass. The Eagles running game managing just 78 yards on 21 carries. So a lot to work on as the Eagles get ready for the postseason, but the good news is they've got time to do it. And they also have a defense that came up big in this one, taking the football away from the Raiders four times, three fumble recoveries, and a big Ronald Darby interception late in the game. That set up the Eagles with a tie game. That set up the Eagles offense for a drive that went all of 21 yards, six plays, 32 seconds. Jake Elliott stepping up with 22 seconds left in the ballgame, and he boomed a 48-yard field goal through the uprights in the south end zone, and the Eagles took a 13-10 lead. They put the icing on the cake, if you will, with a Derek Barnett 23-yard fumble return on Oakland's next possession. The Eagles defense rising to the occasion, as did cornerback Ronald Darby. After a tough week and a really bizarre season, we begin our instant reaction podcast in the locker room with cornerback Ronald Darby, one of the defensive heroes on this very productive defensive night. Ronald, pretty wild ride this year for you, right? As a Philadelphia Eagle. How do you put it in perspective right now?
I mean, ups and downs, you know, just battling and just, you know, adversity. It's just a lot. It's one of the craziest years I ever had as a football player. I've been playing since I was 8. It's just a lot. Getting traded, getting hurt first week, sitting out 2 months, coming back. Almost feel like I was coming back off the couch. Like, it was just a lot.
But you're in a really good position right now. I mean, so it's getting better and better.
Yeah, and that's thanks to them. Like, they held it down, you feel me? They was going to still be in the same spot, like, with or without me. And that's, like, the team.
Ronald, when you came off the field, I talked to you and you said you wanted to really redeem yourself for last week. Can you kind of go through that again?
Last week I played one of the worst games I ever played on a team at the time that I didn't respect, and it was a learning experience for me. Like, you know, I respect Eli and all them, but like the guys outside, guys you don't really see that much. The starters out, you know, I just, you know, downplayed it, and it came to bite.
Did the backlash hurt you? The criticism hurt you?
Yeah, it hurt me. I hurt me, and that was like icing on top of it. But at the end of the day, it ain't gonna be the last time I hear it. You feel me? That's how it is. Like, it's the league. And especially at my position, you can make one little mistake and it's a huge, you know, corner, one of the most criticized positions besides quarterback. So, like, that's just how it is.
So tonight, somebody had to step up and make a big play. You made the big play. Tell me about that.
Played it perfect. Boom, got my eyes on the ball. And I was telling myself, if I get my hands on it, I'm catching it. Like, that's something I've been working on, like with Dawkins, everybody, like I've been working on it. So I seen that opportunity and I had to make it. Like, it was all or nothing right there. I felt like if I dropped that, I've been in here looking like last week, mad at myself. If I dropped that and they end up converting or something like that and kicking the field goal to win the game, I felt like that was all my fault. I had to make that play and I thank the Lord I did.
As you walk out of here tonight, how do you feel?
I mean, I feel good. First round bye. Every game at home, get to play in front of the fans. Everybody that come to us, we accomplish what we want to accomplish at the end of the day, and I'm glad I was able to help contribute.
Also coming up big for the defense, and Chris Long. One sack, four quarterback hurries, three tackles, one forced fumble, and a veteran's perspective on what all of this means.
We're just tough. I mean, we already knew that. You know, we got to improve, but we're a gritty team. You know, at the end of the day, sometimes it's not going to be pretty. And we didn't play our best all game, but, you know, against a good football team that I know that a lot of people say they don't have anything to play for, but they're a prideful group. You know, like I said, Pro Bowl quarterback, really good interior offensive line, and some weapons. And we did a good job of holding them to 10 points at the end of the day.
Didn't seem like there was any panic at all.
There wasn't. I mean, guys are really even keeled. I think, again, that goes back to our head coach. He does a good job of keeping everybody even keeled and, you know, setting a tone for guys not to panic.
We've talked about it. We've talked about it all year, clinching home field advantage through the playoffs. How's it feel?
It's big for us. I mean, you know, for us, that was the bare minimum. We had to do that, knowing that we were in this position. It was important. And then from there on out, now we've got to keep improving. And that includes next week and then just continuing to ascend into the playoffs and play our best ball.
You've been hearing all these questions about the defense. Did you kind of provide some answers today? Did you feel you needed to?
We wanted to put it on our shoulders at the end of the game. Like I said, I've told people a couple weeks ago, we went to LA and the offense really bailed us out. We didn't play our best game and we didn't keep the points down, and the offense, like they always do, bailed us out. So a couple tough breaks for the offense tonight, and we wanted to hold up our end of the bargain. And we're a team at the end of the day. That's what it's all about. We don't point fingers, nothing like that. They made plays when they had to put us in position to kick that field goal, and we got all the faith in the world in them.
How big is it having home field come through here?
It's huge. I mean, you don't want to go on the road. I mean, it's a hassle, and at the end of the day, we got the best fans in football, and you know, they'll be rowdy. So that's big.
I'm safety Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's intercepted by Jenkins.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spinero.
Malcolm Jenkins takes it in for a touchdown, and the Eagles take the lead.
Boy, what a play. What a play.
The big challenge for the Eagles defensively, well, the Raiders with some good weapons on the outside, but they've also got a bruiser at the running back position. Marshawn Lynch, 25 carries, 95 yards. The Raiders gaining 137 yards on the ground. That's the most the Eagles have allowed this season. Defensive tackle Tim Jernigan talks about the defensive performance and, of course, clinching home field advantage. Tim, what'd you think of the defense today?
I think we did a pretty good job as a whole, man. You know, I think we faced a great offensive line with a great running back. You know what I mean? You can't take nothing from those guys. And of course, you know, Derek Carr is a great player. You know what I mean? We faced a really good offense, man, so you can't take nothing from those guys. I think we just did a better job at stepping up when we needed to step up.
Their offensive line, when I look at it, big group, right? One of the bigger groups you play against?
Yeah, big boys, man. They're probably the best group we played against, too. And I think for us to be able to contain, you know, them for the most part, man, it says a lot about us and our resiliency, especially in the kind of situations we were put in a little bit.
Yeah, tough second half. You bad field position. Offense struggling. Do you feel that you had to take over the game as a defense?
I mean, just as a team, man. As a team, I think everybody just had to figure out a way, you know, to make that one more play, you know. And at the end of the day, offense did what they had to do, you know, just to help us in general, man. Everybody stuck together. Nobody pointed fingers. We just kept fighting, man.
So now it's home field advantage through the NFC playoffs. What's that mean to you?
It means a lot, man. You know, we don't have to go into, you know, tough places to play like Seattle and, you know, places like that. You know, everybody got to come to the link now, you know. So it's all on us. You know, I think we write our own destiny, and you know, teams are going to have a tough time coming in here and playing against us.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit eaglesautismchallenge.org. And how about Elliott? Another big fourth quarter for him. Two made field goals, including that 48-yarder. It made up for a missed 33-yard field goal late in the first half. Windy, cold conditions, again, a factor for the Eagles late in the season here in South Philadelphia. Jake Elliott, though, clutch when he needed to be. And that's kind of the way it's been for Elliott the entire season. Elliott has been so important to the team's success this year. A big booming leg. He's missed some easy ones, but when the Eagles have needed him, Jake Elliott has stepped up and made the kicks. This year, he's 26 of 31 on his field goal attempts, 39 of 42 on PATs, 117 points. None of those points quite as important as the three he kicked late in this ballgame. I caught up with Elliott in the locker room. Jake, once again, you come up big here. What's going through your mind at the end there? What were the conditions? Take me through the whole operation.
I mean, obviously, with the conditions playing a factor all night, I was kind of trying to get a feel for that. When there was timeouts, sometimes I would jog out on just to the side of the field just to see, you know, kind of what the wind was doing. Sometimes you don't get a great feel when you're just at the net. But I mean, I was extremely confident going into that kick, that's for sure. Had a really good feeling it was going to come down to a field goal, whether it was for us or for them. So, you know, luckily we were on the good side of that. And, you know, Rick and Donnie did a great job once again, as always. Great protection up front and made a big kick.
You like that situation, don't you?
I do like that situation, yeah.
Was there wind on the kick? It seemed, I'm not sure if it was still at the time, it kind of stopped and started and all game.
Yeah, definitely gusty all game, but no, you're definitely right. It felt pretty still at the time.
And you felt you hit it great.
Yeah, definitely hit a really good ball, hit it really clean. And, you know, once you feel that solid contact on a ball, you usually know that it's going to be good.
Jake, when it gets cold like this and windy, what goes through your mind? I mean, is it a matter of playing the conditions or just trying to hit it as true as you can?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. Once there is like a true wind like there was tonight, you do have to play the conditions a little bit. But at the end of the day, you got to hit as clean a ball as you can. So it kind of cuts through those conditions as best as possible.
What is the feeling when you see it go through the uprights?
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable, especially knowing how big this game was for our team in this situation, and knowing that everyone's got to roll through Philly now, you know, it's a big deal.
Tough night for kickers out there with those conditions, huh?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not ideal circumstances, but you know, that's why we play this game. You gotta make adjustments, and you know, the good ones can do it.
Thanks, Jake.
Yep.
As for Foles, a very optimistic view on the big picture. He understands he's made mistakes. He also understands that they are fixable.
Didn't play good enough. Absolutely. You know, I got to play cleaner. I got to, you know, obviously play better. Third down's a big thing with quarterback, you know, pinpoint accuracy, making good decisions. I'll look at the film. I'll improve. And, you know, these wins are tough. Wins in the NFL are tough. This was a crazy, sloppy game. And I thought our defense played wonderful, giving us the opportunity. I believe it was 5 turnovers. And that's huge. So this win was big. Absolutely. Capturing the number one seed, I mean, we're 13-2, and we still have a lot of room to improve. There's sometimes games in the NFL go like this. I've been a part of these games before and haven't been fortunate to win some of them. So you feel a lot better when you win it, but you're also very humbled. You know, our defense did an amazing job giving us opportunities at the end. We were able to drive the ball down, and Jake made a great kick. But it's something we have to clean up because we can't go out there and do that and expect to win games.
And finally, in our Instant Reaction Eagles Live podcast, head coach Doug Peterson after the game talking about, once again, a resilient Philadelphia Eagles team that finds a way to win an ugly game. Maybe it's lipstick on a pig, but the fact is the Eagles now 13-2 and the number one seed in the playoffs.
We found a way to win. Bottom line, found a way to win. You know, I'd love to win 40-3 or 34-28, but sometimes you're going to be in these games, and you know, we got to be hard on ourselves as coaches and players, looking at this film, moving forward and get things fixed offensively. I thought defense played really, really well, kept us in the football game, special teams. So team effort though, and found a way, and you know, sitting here today, you know, 13-2, and everybody's got to come through here now. So that's the exciting part. Yeah, 1-for-14 is not pretty high. So we got, I mean, it's, again, we got to do better on first and second down. We got to be in more manageable third downs. We were in too many third and longs, and then we've got to convert. You know, we've done that all season long, and we got to get back to that. Yeah, but you know what? Moving forward, they're all going to be dogfights. Every team we face from here on out is going to be, you know, obviously they're playoff caliber teams, and you know, it's going to be a dogfight each week, and you can't make the assignment errors and the mistakes and expect to win a postseason game, you know, moving forward. So we got some work to do still in these next couple of weeks.
And that'll do it for this Eagles Live podcast. Instant reaction, Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with you very late at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles get ready for the final game now of the regular season against the Dallas Cowboys. We'll see how head coach Doug Peterson plays it with his first line players in next Sunday's game. Thanks so much for joining me here on the Eagles Live podcast. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. The Eagles 13-2, and they've accomplished goal number 3 in this 2017 regular season. Have a great Eagles night, everyone, and fly, Eagles, fly.
E-A-T-E-S!